Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 104, and possibly, very much possibly, we hit 100,000 subscribers!
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was Christmas.
Oh, that too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, but more importantly, us. No, I'm just kidding. If we did hit 100,000 subscribers, that's fucking nuts. We did it before the year. If we did it, that's really embarrassing, and we're going to cut this out. If we did get to 100,000, for real, thank you guys so much for subscribing, for being here week after week, episode after episode. The amount of people that watch every episode will never make sense to me, or Lily, I don't think, because we're like, you really? You do? Why? And this episode, because it is the holidays, we wanted to keep it short and we wanted to keep it not really drama related. So we've had a lot of fun talking about a lot of drama and we will continue to do so in the next episode. But today we are going to be reacting to something Lily put together, which is basically,
Jessie's reacting as well. This is going to be her first time seeing it.
Well, this was kind of what we were supposed to do for our, what was it? The hundredth episode, right? That we were going to do like moments, the best of moments. Then Lily was like, oh, I'm going to put a couple intros together. Then she put together 100 intros. And she's like, oh, forget about the best moments. We'll just do that another time. Well, this is the other time because we thought it was a good way to get to have time with our family. We're not like putting in a bunch of assets and having to do a bunch of editing. We just want to be here with you guys so that number one, if you don't celebrate, you're just home by yourself. If you do celebrate, but you have no one to celebrate with, we want to put something up. So that's why we're here.
Not a lot of editing.
Well, you edited before, but post-editing. Yes.
So full disclosure, I did get a little carried away with the intros last time, and that's why we didn't do the best moments. And then, also full disclosure, I got a little carried away with one of the moments I was doing, and then made that, like, its whole own compilation. So I didn't really finish the full best moments.
Lily's brain is just a work of art. It has a mind of its own, literally.
I mean, I have to just trust it. It comes up with good stuff sometimes. It just doesn't necessarily do them in the right order that I'm supposed to be doing them. So anyway, we are going to react to one longer clip from a specific, I would say moment, but it's truly an era, the Def Noodles era.
And some girlies are going to love that and some are going to hate it. But to that I say, it's part of us. It is part of who we are and
who we become. It feels really just like poetic, as you would say, that we reflect back on it during the 100,000 subscriber celebration because it really did help us get here.
Yeah, it definitely did. It was like the first time that a consistent amount of people like that. We thought those episodes hit it big. We were like, oh my God, why are people clicking on this? This is so crazy. But then we started just having so much fun making fun of Dennis, which I think in this episode, we're going to get down to the question, the age old question, are Lily and I just fucking bitches? Because honestly, we might be.
Truly, you guys, when I was editing it, I was like, oh, shit.
I've always identified as like, yeah, I can definitely be a bitch. Like sometimes, absolutely, I could be a bitch because I'm like either trying to be funny or something, but I will just come off as just a bitch.
See, you have said that I'm not a bully, I'm an Aries. Which I'll take.
Here's the thing. You're also, Lily's not a bully. Lily is an Aries, okay? We do need to address that, right? We do need to address it. Because Lily is a spicy meatball just by blood. It's not her being a mean girl. She's just born this way. Meatball. Like, you're an Aries. You're straightforward. You will say something in the moment. Like, I know we say you're, like, non-conversational, but, like, not really, right? Like, you'll just be like, hey, this is, like, what I'm thinking right now. Like, you're very straightforward. That's part of your personality. And maybe people take that as a mean girl.
Because honestly, I'm usually not, usually, keyword, I'm usually not trying to be a bitch. I'm just being very honest and I kind of forget we're filming.
That's the thing. We started getting too comfortable. We started off so timid. Then we're like, fuck this shit. Yeah, that's a problem.
It's no,
a problem.
It's not though. It's so funny. Like, I almost don't care that we're mean because you guys, you're in for a treat. Like, we were giddy. The only time I've seen us more giddy is during the like last Janet episode, which actually, speaking of, before we go any further, do you want to tell them or should I?
I guess I'll tell them. There has been an update. We're not going to go on about this for a long time. So please, if you're someone that doesn't want to hear about Janet anymore, we're not going to be here for like 12 years. But the last that we updated you guys with, if you don't know, we'll link the whole series below because all the videos are up and running on YouTube, thankfully. But if you don't know, Janet had filed a claim against us with the Copyright Claims Board. But before we could even deal with it, we got news that we were being sued in federal court.
For a different lawsuit. There's two.
Yeah, this is not the same thing. So we have our copyright claim where she's saying that we're using her work. That's art, yada, yada, yada. And now we are being sued for defamation, for emotional distress or intentional infliction of emotional distress and tortious interference, which is when you interfere with someone's like business dealings or contracts knowingly and purposefully. And we are being sued by not only Jeanette Braun of Braun IP Law, we are being sued by Lauren the Mortician. It is a joint lawsuit, which I have never seen before, I have to be honest. Same. And we are being sued, both Lily, myself, Kitty, Caffeinated Kitty, and Becca Day. Four defendants are being
sued. Never seen that either.
Obviously, we're limited on what we could say for now. But what I do want to say is that I believe, it is my belief, that we are being pressured legally. I feel like we are being put in a situation where maybe Lauren the Mortician and Jeanette Braun might be hoping that we can't fight it. I don't know what their intentions are. That's what I believe. And we have to fight it. Like, we have no choice. We are being taken to court. It has been assigned a judge. This is happening. And we are all being sued. So, that being said, we mentioned that unless we had to, we were not going to open a GoFundMe, and we've had to do it. And I want to die. You want to talk further? Because I literally, it makes me feel so uncomfortable that I just want to jump. I want to jump. I don't know where. I just want to jump.
So indeed, everything Jesse just said is correct. The girlies are being sued. I don't even really know how to verbalize our thoughts on all this. And also, we can't really verbalize much. But one thing that we can say is that Janet might have thought she was going to kind of just like scare us into submission. But the girlies are ready to go to court.
We said that. We said if she's going to take us to court, we're going to go to court. That's happening. Because she wants us to take all of the content down. That is ultimately what she wants, as well as up to $75,000 in damages. So
have we ever made that much money, actually? Okay, Janet. I don't think we've made that much literally in the collective time we've had this channel. But, you know, for that reason, we unfortunately do want to share something with you guys. First of all, before I even say any more, if you are not like so financially stable, we don't want your money if this is in any way even remotely inconveniencing you. So that's the caveat.
Yeah, we don't want to make it seem like if you do not donate a dollar to our GoFundMe, we are in like an irreparable position that we're not going to be able to come out of it.
We will find a way to pay for this regardless, but we are throwing it out there that we have made a joint GoFundMe because this, again, is a joint lawsuit with four of us.
It's actually kind of fun. It bonds you, you know?
I mean, I always say a common enemy, it brings people together.
And we have to say, obviously, this is insanely stressful. It's the holidays. I have two children. I have a lot of thoughts that rush into my head. I'm an anxious person naturally. I'm like, if we need to go to court, like, I can't. I have two kids. My son's in school. Like, there is so much that floods through my head, and it's very stressful. However, we have had some laughs. We have, because the people we're being sued with are very funny. But ultimately, what I really do want to say about the actual suit itself, I believe personally that this is, in my opinion, a frivolous lawsuit. Multiple lawyers have covered this on YouTube. We'll link their videos down below. It's very comprehensive. They go over the entire thing.
They're also very entertaining.
But that being said, I do believe that this is an attempt to get people to stop talking badly about them. We know that both Janet, Lauren the Mortician, and pretty much all of her clients don't take kindly to negative press at all. And I think that they're just trying to put a stop to this, even though there are other creators throughout. Marky, for instance, has put out a ton of videos on this, but he's in the UK, so he's not getting sued. It's just, it's really fucked. And I would not be asking for help if this was something we did wrong and like we genuinely like needed to pay for what the fuck we did. I would be like, oh my God, we fucked up and we need to deal with it. But I genuinely do not believe that we fucked up. We are expressing our opinions about this lawyer, and we were trying to actually whistleblow what she was doing to other creators. And in the process, we got sued because of it. So we do believe it's worth the fight. I know so many people in the community have expressed that they want to help. That being said, you don't need to donate more than a dollar. Like, if you watching this want to donate, you go put a dollar. That's more than enough. Thank you so much. Like, we cannot express how thankful we are. We wanted to put it out there for those of you that can and are willing to. But if you cannot, literally,
yeah, we don't want your money. Like, if we find out, we're going to come for you.
That's a joke for legal purposes.
But no, seriously, like, think about the fact that, like, I mean, even if not even half of the people watching donated a dollar, we would be more than fine.
I think our goal is about 20,000 due to what the lawyer quoted us, because we do have to be prepared for retaliation.
It's clear Janet doesn't really like to just like stop. So we're preparing for the worst, but also there's four of us. So this GoFundMe is for our collective shared defense account.
Yeah, exactly. Everything will be linked below if you want to learn more about it.
Or you could just go to www.thegirliesversusjanet.com.
No, you didn't.
Maybe I did.
Are you serious?
I figured I'd make it easy for everyone and it'd just be kind of funny.
That is very petty and I'm living for it.
That link will redirect you to the GoFundMe.
And the GoFundMe has our mugshots on it, right? Or no?
I believe so. I'm editing those tonight too. So we're in the past, that's in the future, but you guys are in the present. So go click.
It's very important to be very serious about matters such as these. Anyway, fun times. We're not going to be like hounding you guys and be like, please donate. But like, we just wanted to let you know it's there. And we're very thankful if you're willing to help. We appreciate you.
Even just sharing it would be helpful.
Right. That's so true. Yeah. So any help you give or sharing or even just support in the comments, it doesn't matter. We appreciate you. We're so thankful for the community we built. We're going to fight the good fight, girlies. We're going to court. All right. I got to put my Elle Woods outfit on.
What a way to unify everyone during we get to 100,000 and it's like, okay, now our first court case.
Jesus. Merry Christmas, Janet and Lauren the Mortician.
Seriously.
Anyway.
Shall we get off the Janet subject and...
Yes, yes. On to fun times. I'm very excited to see what you came up with.
I love watching her reaction.
It's mainly just me like...
I wish I could see all their reactions.
I know. Oh my gosh, I know. I love this because I get to see how far we've come, but then also I forget about everything. Like as soon as we film it, I think we've said that before. Like I don't remember a single thing we've ever filmed.
Even I was watching stuff back and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I feel like I blacked out for all of it.
Oh no, I'm scared.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
We're starting anyway.
You had the idea for the podcast. You came to me, you're like, we should start a podcast. But like, haven't we all said that with every friend we've ever had? You know what I'm saying? But that being said, you kept following up with me.
And it took like 3 days. And then finally I was like, okay, so do you want to do this or not? And she was like, yes, let's do it.
Well, I did want to do it. It's just, okay, every week we're going to have to do this. And like we've said before, we almost failed on the second week.
And truly, I really wasn't expecting to care about it more than we thought we would.
It's really evolved, but I'm really proud of us. It's a lot of time. That's a lot of work. And I'm glad you guys are loving it as much as we love it because I love coming on here and talking shit. It's fun.
Speaking of, we have a lot of shit to talk today. Where do we start?
Oh my God.
Again?
Cheers. Absolutely.
Okay, I feel like I just barely go off screen and then just a little tilt.
Yep.
I feel like I can't, it's very full, so I can't tilt it much, but.
Should we try and cheers?
Yeah. Cheers.
My cup just disappears.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wait, we did a little heavy last time. Just keep it.
Yeah, just slightly. Just right there.
Cheers.
Period.
We're not going anywhere, cheers. Baby.
Oh, I drank all of my drinks. And it's bad luck to cheers with an empty drink.
Because she doesn't get that treatment because she's Lizzo. Hello? Oh, did you just drink it old Truly?
That we filmed like a week ago. I'm going to throw up.
Are you going to swallow it? Oh my God.
I didn't know.
I'm going to fucking vomit.
Oh my God. I think I might die.
Oh my God. What if it had like mold?
It tasted like it did.
Crap. My monitor turned off. Wait one sec. You spilled?
Oh my God, you're such a fucking hot mess. We just keep breaking barriers here on this podcast.
Speaking of barriers, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I keep seeing comments of people saying, one day you guys are gonna be together and you're gonna cheers and actually cheers and your hands aren't gonna disappear into the abyss and we're gonna freak out.
But do you know the problem with that? Because I've already read those and I'm like, that would be so fun. Shit, how the fuck am I gonna get my chair there?
Oh, the chair would be a dead giveaway. You're totally right.
Welcome back to your new favorite podcast, Do We Know That?
How exciting is it that people say that it's their favorite podcast?
Maybe it's just my insecurities, but I always feel like they're like joking. I'm like, okay, come on. But like, maybe some of you actually mean that.
I don't think people like troll with like positive comments.
Oh, is that not how trolling works?
Anyway, I would end this on a cheers, but I can't because it's
bad luck to cheers with an empty cup. As Pitbull said, shoot for the stars, because if you don't land, or wait, what is it? Because if you don't reach them, at least you'll fall on top of the world.
I don't know, but of course you're quoting Pitbull.
Lily Holt, do we know them? I do know Pitbull. He was a family friend for a short while, and I need to show this awful picture that is literally the most cursed image of me that anyone has ever seen.
And then do you want to see my picture with Pitbull?
What? Oh my God, this crossover is everything.
How do we do this again?
I don't remember.
What show is this?
Okay, well, speaking of menaces to society, because you brought up the fucking Island Boys and now they won't go away.
No. Bitch, you brought up... Did I bring up the Island
Boys? Yes!
Oh, I did. I thought you brought them up. Back to the reason we're all gathered here today. So...
Oh, yeah. I think I was just subconsciously avoiding you bringing up the topic.
A video surfaced...
I'm really debating on how much I could show.
I don't want to see it.
No.
Now you bring it back to Island Boys.
I'm going to show you everything. Trigger warning if you're like under 18, I would say. Yeah,
Go!
Lily, what are you doing?
I've never been so thankful for your internet connection to be shitty because it just skipped through that entire thing.
Well, it gets worse. We will blur out the parts that will get us banned from YouTube. One of the island boys, Fly Soldier to be exact, started an OnlyFans. And yes, whatever you're thinking, yes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just send you the links because this is ridiculous. So you can have it on your digital footprint.
That's one of the links. I have another one. Are you sending those to me? Oh, yep. I received it.
I'm sending you all of them, sister. So it is their fully erect penises. That's the only way to describe it. Laying next to each other. It's covered by their undies, but they're wearing tidy whities. So you see the full outline of their you see the girth? Can you check your phone? I sent them all.
I thought I just had to look later.
Oh, no, no, no.
Why would you include
this, Lily?
Oh my God, their teeth.
Oh, I know, they're just laying in bed.
Wait, pause it.
Do you remember that you forgot to blur it? And I frantically text you, Lily, Lily, it's live right now, and the Island Boys' weenies are not blurred. What are you doing? I just, out of all the episodes, we have had over 100 episodes, and Lily had to include the Island Boys' dicks. And that is proof that she was the menace all along. It wasn't me.
It just kept going. I, like, went to include one little part, and then it just kept going, and it was so funny. And then
it was, like, four consecutive episodes that we just couldn't stop talking about the Island Boys. That was a dark time. Little pencil weenies.
Literally, I don't even want to explain.
Why are they so long?
I was gonna say, there's a comparison that my mind immediately goes to. You know those like action figures that are stretchy?
Stop, my son has one.
I'm done. I need to go. I can't do this.
That's what it looked like because they're so long.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm crying.
Oh my God. Girlies.
Bye, that's it.
We need to call it.
Oh. I'm just sorry. How was I not going to share that? When I found that out, I'm like, listen, if I got to see that, bitches, you got to see that too. Especially you, Lily. I'm like, absolutely not. But you know what? Sorry. I don't know what.
Oh my God, Lily, I hate you for this.
You know what? Was this payback for Island Boys? Just say it right now.
Maybe like partial payback? I went to the fucking Twitter and you would have been able to warn me if you had known.
Fun. You're welcome, girlies. Anyway, I mean, it's only up from here. When are we gonna quit? When we're like 80? I don't know. Will we ever quit? Will we just die? I don't know.
And I wanna just also put out another warning. Do not go to the Island Boy Twitter.
You know that's just gonna make them wanna go more.
Don't do it.
That's about all we have to offer for you this week. We always leave with a little zest. You know, we can't just leave you hanging. We always give a little something. If you made it to the end of this one, I mean, you severely need like a medal or something for real this time. Oh my God. Not the Island Boys.
So that was just a little taste of what's to come.
You're demented. I think that you need help. Psychologically. Have you tried betterhelp.com?
No. Today's episode is sponsored.
Now I'm scared because I remember Dennis. I remember the time. Back in my day, like literally every episode, it was something else. I think you mentioned this last time. I think we used to get actually tipsy for these episodes.
Oh my God.
Question, like, did the lives make it into this or no?
No.
Oh no. You know what? We should add like pieces of the, like him saying the dry vagina thing because people are going to love that.
They're talking about us again.
Oh, wait, I just heard it.
Get a real name. I don't know.
If you see her, oh, this is so good.
Energy, no offense. You know
horse mean? Girl.
Never been the horn.
Also, I would be the horse girl.
I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? Pussy dry. Dry pussy right there. You know what I mean? You know, she likes Limp Bizkit. That's how you know it. You know what I mean? All right.
Oh, this is making good jokes.
Am I pussy dry? Did you see the men saying that? I'm literally, I don't want to go there, but
Baloney nips, $20, dry pussy gang.
Oh my God, this is too good. I can't believe that just happened. That's so good.
Yeah, no, dry pussy gang all day. Let's go.
$50 for the dry pussy. More than Dennis made in tickets.
Two different types of shoes.
I love you guys. Chrissy Carlson Romano is doing okay. Don't worry, Amanda.
Oh my God, what if Chrissy Carlson Romano was in the chat?
No, then I'd lose it.
This is Lily Marston.
Let's go.
Kind roast to her. In her honor, since she's watching.
Let's go. Go, papi, go.
You look like Marilyn Monroe after she died.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's like story time.
Showing the audience.
What are they showing?
This looks like another white woman I don't know.
Well, that's actually factual. Corey, that's actually factual.
That was I knew there was something I was forgetting because I did put in, it goes through the first roast. And then I went to do the second one. But honestly, the second one wasn't really funny. It was like a concerning train wreck because that was when he tackled Salvo Pancakes.
great times.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Also, if you're like, who the fuck is Deaf Noodles? I don't care about that. Honestly, it doesn't really matter.
No. Well, I actually think that's better. I was going to say, if you don't know about Deaf Noodles and you weren't here for our Deaf Noodle saga, maybe this will help with the origin story of it, because he was quite the character on our channel like a year ago.
No, it's true. And it gives enough context to know like why we were talking about it. It doesn't go super into detail about everything he did by any means. Literally, it just starts because if you guys have been here from the beginning, our first episode ever was on Family Channels, but the second one was on Ace Fest, which was a little controversial in itself, because I know everyone says we just agree all the time, but this one we did not, because Jesse was like defending them the entire episode, and I'm in my head like, what is going on? Why? I don't understand. And she was just trying to be nice. Apparently it only took two episodes for me to reveal that I'm an Aries.
Well, in that very episode, Dennis, if you guys don't remember, Dennis went up to Austin McBroom, who is, you know, one half of the Ace family. Dennis goes up to him thinking that he was being funny, because Austin McBroom is known for all his many scams, allegedly. And Dennis goes up and says, can you teach me how to be a scammer like you?
What are you saying?
Huge
like
fan.
Oh, yeah, I love it. So I want to ask him some life advice.
Yeah.
How do I learn to scam as good as you?
Scam?
He didn't come to be, came to be funny.
No, I'm for real. I'm a fan.
Come on, server.
Wait, no, for real.
Come on, the server.
What's it?
You good, bro? You good?
I just want to be like you. I want to be a skinny.
I don't know what cringes worse. It's them realizing, like, oh shit, this isn't a fan, or Deaf Noodles just not having anything. Like, best case scenario, yeah. What's the outcome gonna be? I guess the whole thing is just weird.
Yeah, we weren't the biggest fans of Duff's video. He thought it was like a slam dunk, and I had to cut out all the parts of Lily being mean to him, being like, what the fuck was that? Basically, like, that was not funny at all.
I was like,
Lily, we can't say that, because people really liked Dennis at that time. He was like the guy that everyone watches every day for news. Well, if you don't know about Dennis, you're about to know about Dennis. So sit down, grab a snack. Here we go.
I was crying. It's 25 scared. Minutes, heads up.
Jesus Christ.
I am not looking forward to today's episode.
Today we're going to talk about Deaf Noodle.
How did we get here?
I don't know. Deaf Noodles, whose real name is Dennis. His last name starts with an F, but I'm not sure what it is. Like a commentary / news / if you ask him, parody news channel.
I don't know at what point in the podcast you want to come out as Deaf Noodles' number one hater.
I wouldn't.
Lily cannot. The footage that we had to cut out of our Ace Fest episode because Lily was being too mean to Deaf Noodles.
Which can be funny. If you're funny.
Way before any controversy, way before, I mean, anyone even had a thought that Deaf Noodles could go south, Lily was on it. She had that vibe and she ran with it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Not us being the witches. Right?
Honestly, we've said it before. I won't say the name I'm thinking of, but yeah, we've always been right. Since the get-go.
Chrissy Carlson Romano.
Stop it.
I didn't see that as being foreshadowing, but apparently it was, because now things have taken the biggest left turn. It's basically, I would say a U-turn, but it's a different direction.
He would report on YouTube drama, and he did it every day.
To be honest, the reason I started watching him, he was the first person to be reporting a bunch of headlines. Like, I kind of just tuned out what he was saying, and I'd be paying far more attention to just, like, the topics he's covering than what he was saying about the topic.
It's like those TikToks where they're showing you the clip you actually want to be seeing, but they're, like, heads floating in the frame, and you're like, get out!
100%! That literally is what happens, because he's still in the corner!
That sounds so mean. Okay, wait, hold on.
The whole, like, premise is that it's a parody, and that he's playing a character, and that he's a cat in a Minecraft house. Honestly, I never really knew that it was supposed to be a character. He announced that he was shifting his content and that he was going to be Dennis. So then he started doing the news, and it was honestly, in my opinion, pretty much the same exact thing, except maybe he sounded a little more tired sometimes.
Lily. It was not the same thing. He cursed far more.
So I killed off that fucking character, and this is how I fucking talk. I use the word fuck as an adjective, an adverb, and a verb. You better get fucking used to it, because we're going to fucking say fuck every other fucking word.
And a lot fuck of yeah. Very weird timed giggling.
What slur is that? This is it. It's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
But what are you laughing at? I don't understand.
And so the hater comes out. You guys are not ready for this.
I'm not trying to be mean.
cute. That it was kind of like a caricature of someone who's sarcastic.
Kind of like if someone like told you what sarcasm was, and then you were like, okay, I got to practice today.
And then you just incorporated
everything.
Fuck, we're going to get canceled, Lily.
You got the majority of your audience for reporting news, not being funny. And that isn't even an insult to be like, Dennis, you're not funny, which... You know, I'm not saying it. It used to be that he would show a clip and he would give like a one sentence reaction. Now it's just more of him talking and less clips, which it turns out no one wants.
It wasn't properly announced that he was making the change to the
story. Wait, also really quick, back to the whole alcohol consumption and the amount. I found out we were ending one of these and I say that I'd finished my second tall boy.
Oh my God, you were and getting like, plastered.
Oh. Okay, got it. I only drink like half now.
So. Literally same. I'll have like one beer or like two beers while we're filming Max. But yeah, back in the day, we used to throw it back. It became less sustainable as we added more episodes onto it. It was just too much.
It's more of him talking and less clips, which it turns out no one wants.
It wasn't properly announced that he was making the change to the storage unit.
Oh my God.
The office space. Lily calls it the storage unit. It's not...
They call it the storage closet. He could shoot an empty room and it would look fine. Why is there weird tilted furniture everywhere that doesn't match and you can't tell what it is? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. Tell us how you really feel, girl.
I can't.
He hired two people. One girl is Tiana and then the guy's name is Israel.
Oh both of them God. Act what an in era. His
skits. Bless your soul.
I demand a recount.
Dennis, this is an election.
Yeah, well, I demand a rewrite. Okay. Anyway.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Twitter Spaces. So he did a 6-hour one. I listened to pretty much the entire thing. I'm not proud to admit.
Can we just talk about the best feature?
Your picture and like username shows that you're a listener. And if you're verified, you go to the top. So Lily was there all day and everyone knew it.
Someone tweeted me. It was like, have you really been in there all day? I'm not proud, but yes.
I'm just gonna get meaner as this freaking episode comes on.
Say it.
Dennis, on this Twitter space, talked a lot about his formal training in comedy and improv.
Probably 50 times, and that is not an exaggeration.
As someone who has minimal training in improv, he is so bad at improv. And that's not even like a matter of taste. I feel like it's an objective truth. He just completely shuts down and like almost forgets how to talk. Dennis can't really come up with any good commentary at all for anything.
I think we know who's it gonna be.
I think, yeah.
Fantastic stuff. You know, pretty exciting category.
Yeah.
Yep.
You realize what a big year it's been, huh?
Yeah. It's some big names.
Yep, there it is.
It was, yeah.
And that is the person that is saying he has formal comedy training. When has a comedian ever had to explain to you their training?
If you have to tell someone that you're a comedian, I have some very unfortunate news for you. Back to this office space. It's going to be a venue. What is this venue for? Comedy, obviously, because he is a comedian. He apparently is going to host YouTuber Roast, to which I have so many problems.
He's actually inviting people that are avidly against him on Twitter and saying like, pull up.
Do you think he's gonna have security? Is Tiana running the door? Like, I don't understand. Just because you have all of this quote unquote experience doesn't mean you're entitled to success.
It also just doesn't mean you're funny.
Anyway, I hope that none of you are huge Deaf Noodle fans. Last episode, it was all about the weird downfall of Deaf Noodles. It's more actually confusing.
And it's also still happening.
Yeah, it's gotten worse.
I was so nervous to put out that episode. My goal personally for this podcast is to make what's happening on the internet more digestible in a way that doesn't have to be mean-spirited. It's just like sometimes we do be joking. We do be joking a little bit.
I loved you last episode. It was so good.
I haven't checked since the episode went up if he unfollowed me.
Oh, does he follow
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he's... Oh my God, he follows me, and so I've just been way too nervous. I have to check. I just have to do it. He unfollowed me.
Shut up.
I swear to God. Dennis, when, you bastard.
I wish you could find out when it happened, though.
I checked before the video
went
live.
Oh, when he still did?
Yeah, he still followed me. Wait, I can't believe this, Lily. You know what?
Unfollow back.
My heart is racing. Oh my God, my hands are all clammy. I have goosebumps.
Oh my God. Well, we better check our DMs for anything from Christy Carlson Romano.
Lily.
Oh my God.
Is that on here? Lily, I've made a new enemy.
I don't know. I actually would say it's big because he used to be known a lot for blocking people.
If he would have blocked me, I think I would have cried myself to sleep.
But you know what? That means he saw it. And you know whose fault that is? Yours, you bitch. You put it on Twitter.
You know?
I just realized it.
He might not have seen our video, but I was a little active on Twitter and kind of calling him out for a lot of things, which is what I wanted to talk about in today's episode. Shall we?
You bitch.
You know whose fault this is?
Chrissy Carlson Romano?
No, just kidding. I was going to say that, but no. Shall we get into why he's still relevant?
Sure. What do I have to lose now?
So the reason Jesse's so upset is because apparently it is a 37-year-old man that unfollowed.
I'm 37 years old. Yes, I'm 37 years old. That's my age.
That is the twist of the century.
Bro, what the fuck do I say?
You say your age. What do you mean?
He's not 37.
Yes, he is.
It has to be one of his really shitty jokes.
I mean, not that any of his jokes make sense, but this one exactly really not make sense. Someone had like put a quote from him in an article. It was probably from the Vulture article. Have you read it? He said something about like, there's a saying in show business. Find me one person under the age of 35 that uses the term show business unironically.
That's your evidence?
Ooh, quick break to breathe. Also, I didn't have a bunch of the clips in there because they didn't really fit. But you guys, if you didn't watch this whole thing, Dennis used to reference anytime he was like defending his comedy chops, he would reference this one article that he had done that was like an interview in Vulture, apparently. And oh my God, the amount of times he would bring it up was insane.
That was his big break, the Vulture article.
I think I brought it up probably equally as much.
Oh my God, it's so interesting to see how bothered I was that he unfollowed me. I've seen people bring this up before and they've been like, wow, I'm really proud of Jesse because like, basically I've just gotten used to people hating us because we cover them. It's very common now that if the person isn't upset, that they at least know that we covered them. You know what I mean? Like they're aware of it. So I do find that really interesting because the thought that he had seen our video, disliked it, obviously. I don't blame him for disliking it. I'm not an idiot. Like, of course he didn't like it. And then unfollowed me. Like, I was destroyed. Like, actually, I wasn't even trying to be funny. Like, that kind of conflict really, really upset me. And I've just gotten used to it now.
The difference was, though, I think that we did watch him at one point. And, like,
we did. Yeah.
Weren't so critical of him. So I think we were still coming to terms with the fact that he was just, like, nosediving his entire career for no reason.
Yeah, he went from, like, being a respected colleague almost to, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it was just so weird.
Yeah, so it felt awkward because I think we still also, like, we were being really harsh, obviously.
We were.
Because it was really funny.
I genuinely believe that we were trying to not only, like, talk about what was happening, we were trying to be funny. Like, we weren't trying to, like, just be malicious for the purpose of being malicious. We were commentating on what he was doing, which in a lot of ways, it really did get problematic and it got weird. And it turns out he made a completely right turn that we have to, loop-de-loop. I don't know what the fuck he's doing at this point. But like, even to catch up with him nowadays, it's pretty problematic and interesting.
Yeah, and I do want to throw out there that in this compilation, I do not include any of the problematic stuff because like, that wasn't funny. So don't think that this was entirely us just being like, you're not funny. There was a lot of
other
things
that led
to it. Oh, that's
so true. I guess because I know all of it, I'm like, I see that. But yeah, if you don't know, you should click on the episodes.
Deserved it.
Yeah, there's more to it. And it turns out he got way worse even after this.
Hello, everyone. Jesse, do you want to tell the crowd why we're here?
Well, we sometimes need to make some corrections to the stories we're talking about or elaborate on topics that maybe we learned more about in the process of editing and researching and all that stuff.
The first one also is because the information that Jesse happened upon after filming was just the information she was supposed to understand while we were filming.
Okay, guys, I genuinely did not know. I feel so stupid. Hold on. How do I even talk about this? Def Noodles is in fact 37 years old. I genuinely couldn't believe this when we were...
I cannot with the fact that we sat down a day later and actually filmed a correction to this. I would so... Like, nowadays, two episodes a week, I would be like, no, we're not filming
today. It's because you didn't want to look stupid because you were, like, arguing with it the whole time. And when you found out, you were like, wait, I thought that was a joke.
That is too funny. I can't.
Not passionate about it because I literally, like, I don't fucking care how old Def Noodles
no,
is.
No, I do care. His age. Dennis, you're weird as fuck. Like, I'm sorry. At this point, it's like,
who's the Def Noodles hater now?
Me, sister. Oh, I'm completely let out of the cage. This is ridiculous.
Wait, though. Before we go any further, guys, me and Jesse noticed something.
We don't want...
Just putting it out there. We are witches.
We are.
We don't want to take credit.
We don't want to take credit. No, of course not. But we did notice that he may or may not have moved out of the storage unit.
And
that Israel and Tiana have been noticeably absent.
Listen, we did not have a very unique opinion about this. Everyone hated the Israel and Tiana skits. Everyone hated the furniture in the back.
Yeah.
So we're not here to say it's all us. But you know what? I'd like to think that we had something to do with it. And he's better off for it. However, now he's like supplemented the Israel and Tiana skits with the awful troll rants.
The last one, he even tried to get creative and had like flames coming up to make it like
Israel
funnier,
really went off with that one.
Oh, well, he has more time now that he's not rehearsing the sketch.
Okay, now we're being God.
Mean. We're going to be talking about Monty Lopez, who, Duff Noodles, spends like a very long amount of time attacking Tana Mojo. Rather than talk about how Monty Lopez is clout chasing his daughter and doing really weird things on TikTok.
That's Addison Rae's dad, by the way, if you don't know. This was something we covered, like, in the beginning of our channel. We covered her a lot, and her dad specifically. And he was the worst, and still is, allegedly, I think, the worst.
Yeah, but then, honestly, the weirdest aspect of it was that it then overlapped with Duff Noodles.
Yeah, it was like we didn't like both of these characters, and then all of a sudden, of course, they're friends. Why wouldn't they be friends? That makes total sense.
I didn't reveal that yet.
Oh, sorry. I could have gone my whole life without reacting that.
Tana Mojo is not the problem.
If that was my dad, I wouldn't talk to him for minimum 3 months.
This is literally a clout move for Tana, inserting herself in the middle of Addison Rae's family drama so she can bring more attention to herself. This is straight up ridiculous.
I feel like Duff Noodles is focusing so hard on Tana and like forgetting the fact it's Addison Rae's dad.
What he's doing, like I saw a TikTok where it was showing that he answered back to someone talking about how he blew out Addison Rae's mom's back for like 20 years and now he needs like new meat or something like that. And I'm like, sir, go fucking hide in a broom closet.
Ew, you're the cringiest human being to ever exist. And like, we just talked about Duff Noodles.
Yeah. Oh my God. But that's how everyone felt, right? Duff Noodles sees it differently, interestingly enough.
You know, it's amazing how the internet always rewards throwing stones and hiding your hand. It's almost a competition to see who's the biggest puss.
What does this take?
All I can come up with as to why he would feel the need to defend Monty Lopez and any of his behavior is one, because he can relate to being like attacked, and also because they're peers.
In age?
Yep.
I am friends with Addison Rae's dad.
There wasn't an easy way to cut that together because I didn't really want to have to play more of Dennis. But you guys, I had made that joke and then literally I think the next day
he confessed.
Dennis puts out a video where he reveals that he is actually he's actually peers. He's friends with Addison Rae's dad. And yeah. It blew my mind.
I'm telling you, we see the future. You might not believe truly. It, but listen, as long as you just sit here and stick around, we're going to get predictions right. Like at least 70% of the time.
I would say 90, honestly. Call us Raven Simone. Oh, and yeah. His roast battles, which tickets go on sale today.
He's selling tickets. He says the capacity is 50.
We can fit about 50 people here. So
is that like maximum occupancy?
Yeah, that's maximum. That's including that Tiana. That's including Israel.
Such a bitch.
Question, what are the chances that you would go?
Did you forget he's live streaming it? So we could both really be there.
We're going to be talking about the Duff Noodles roast, and I just want to address really quick. We know we've been talking about him a lot, okay? We understand.
I mean, more keeps happening. We need to update you guys.
Yeah. There's so much to cover.
Full disclosure, we got drunk and talked about it too much, couldn't stop, and now this is where we are. So,
what is this?
I would also like to point out that you were getting a little like, my Duff Noodles meter is getting too, like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. How the turntables have turned.
Hold on. Hold your horses. I just didn't care anymore.
The roast sent you over the edge.
Oh. Oh, bitch, that roast revived me.
Trigger warning, extreme cringe, painful to the joints and bone. You may not make it through this video. It is so bad. Like, there is cringe and then there's Duff Noodles roast battle.
There's so many moments that I'm like, maybe this whole thing is just this weird performance art.
You can't even make this shit up better than it happened. Like, you couldn't, like, Lily did hope it bombed. Like, Lily was like, please, like, I really do want this to go horrible because it'll be so funny. But it went way worse than Lily could have imagined.
It wasn't that I wanted Dennis to fail. I more was like, it would be validating to be right about all of this.
Oh my god,
things went so much worse than I thought because I only talked about the logistics. I don't think my brain even got to the comedy part, and I don't think the show did either.
We're really doubting that he could put on a show, like, technically. And I just have to say, are we psychic?
A lot of people might be like, why don't you just ignore it? Guys. Honestly, we can't look away.
Right, and I love how we've just gotten progressively, like, we don't give a fuck anymore about Bimi. Like, when you look at the first episode I ever mentioned him, I was like, no big deal. Now I'm like,
you cut out my rant.
I cut out your rant. One thing that we have to, oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm already a little, I'm a little bit tipsy, and just thinking about this is actually making me like, I cannot handle it. Okay.
Didn't it not start for like the live stream was live for like a good 30 minutes?
27 minutes. It was literally just the audience. If you can call it the audience, I've had more people in my house for a barbecue.
I would also my God. Like to remind
oh
everyone.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it was every other line. Like, I was like, oh my God. Well, one, we're being really funny. Two, oh shit, we're a little harsh.
I mean, again, if you didn't see the roasts, you would just be like, wow, they're just so fucking mean. But you just had to be there. It was a time to be alive. Just trust me.
Also, I show some clips.
My microphone is like so distracting to me. Like, why did I put that little hat on it? It's like, doesn't fit.
Oh my God, it's
it's huge.
The projector, it was like half off the screen. So like, that's not even like, oh, I'm not that good with tech. No, well, you just need eyes.
Things go wrong. Let's continue.
Wait, will you turn? I can't really hear it anymore.
No, well, you can't hear anything.
Ooh, what's happening?
The feedback. You can't hear anything even if you were in this room because it's literally just him like mumbling because the microphone's
off. Oh, it's because, got it. I thought you would turn it on. It's still quiet, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's still quiet. And the projector is just like going up, but it's still projecting.
What's the window for?
What window?
Oh my God, the window.
Next to the centerpiece, the Deaf Noodles sign?
Thing to the right?
The large black square on the wall?
That's a window.
What else would it be?
Well, when they pull back the curtains, so like multiple times throughout the show, they like pull the curtains to the side and they could see in the back. And it just looks like, you know, those like...
It's a window.
I don't know. It looks like those like when you order food, like out of a food truck.
So a window?
I guess that would still be a window.
When I think of a roast, I think of like the Comedy Central ones.
That's GMO comedy. There's also the Wild and Out type where it's off the cuff, but
those people tend to be really good.
There has never been not one second of any day that I have lived where I have been like, oh my God, like I could see how Dennis is funny.
I don't think I've ever heard him tell a joke.
It is the worst improv skills I've ever seen. Worse than the people who just showed up to drama class because it was an easy A.
Oh
but
my
they still
God.
Had to like participate in the improv. Like literally worse than them. I have never seen a worse improver than Dennis. Like literally he just stands there with his feet spread apart, bent in slightly, and he's just like, yeah. Like I've never fucking seen anything worse than that.
Anyway, so have you noticed?
Let's take severe notice. Severe notice.
I'm
severe
dying.
Notice warning of Deaf Noodles stance on stage. I'm telling you, his knees are like a newborn baby giraffe. And he literally has no idea what to say. Like, why are you here?
No, the problem though is he's the host, the judge, but then he's also in it.
Lily, you bring so much logical perspective to this podcast. You need to take that out of this. There is no logic here. It just is what it is. It's the Deaf Noodles roast. So Lily, are you ready for the introduction of Miranda?
Who's heads? Who's tails?
Deaf Noodles look like Whack Harlow.
I forgot this.
Deaf Noodles look like Lil Sticky.
All she does is scream and go like this.
In her defense, oh my God. I watched the podcast.
I will not accept any Miranda
on.
Defense.
I watched the podcast she was on and it was like, definitely was still some like, but she was not as shrill.
We already know that Lily's been through some voice bullying and we understand not everybody's voice is for everyone. She just like gasps for air and it is so uncomfortable.
Yo, you look like Rebecca Black's ugly twin sister.
Okay, my impression was spot on.
I don't know, but on the podcast, they talk about how that one got some big laughs. We just couldn't hear.
Guys, this is my favorite moment of the roast. You know, like when someone goes through something, you'll have like a video playing in the background of like all the people who told you you couldn't do it or like moments where you're like overcoming.
I feel like Taylor Swift did this during like Reputation era.
Totally. Now, Deaf Noodles saw Taylor Swift and said, you know what? Same.
Deaf Noodles is a bully. You are not a comedian. You will not.
I'm not even joking. You scared me. I'm the one who put the timestamps. But it doesn't just play once.
It's a bully. You are not a comedian. You will never. Deaf Noodles is a bully. You are not a comedian. You will never.
Deaf says they're comedians. As of now.
To that he replied, go educate yourself.
Deaf Noodles is a bully. You are not a comedian. You will never be.
Deaf says they're comedians. because of me.
To then be replied, go agitate yourself at the end of an arrow of a loaded shotgun. When you talk like that so freely, or even...
They start...
I don't know. I'm
not Miranda lifting through the window.
Wait, is that Death?
Yeah.
No, that's Dennis poking his head through the window underneath the projector. Yeah, you're fucking lying.
I would be able to see better if we had a close-up, but, you know, we don't, so...
It's the most hated man on the internet, making grown men cry since...
Does he look like Hunter with a beard? Okay.
We just swatted. We just Who's that? Are they just making noise?
You go to jail. Don't fucking say that.
Exactly. I know.
Do you think Miranda has asthma? I'm not even joking. I'm oh serious. Oh my god. It doesn't sound normal.
Senorita asthma.
So then Dennis is like, oopsie poopsie. Oh my god. I shouldn't have shown that so early, but now is my moment. But it tends to lessen the impact when you've already played it on loop so many times.
Making grown men cry since March 10th, 1985. America's bad boy, Dev.
America's bad boy? What the fuck is that? Like, ew. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the first time Dennis steps out to actually deliver his own comedy.
Quote unquote, yes. But yeah.
You're like my cousin if you were a girl.
Bitch, what?
Am I dreaming? How is this real?
I bet you cried when you got those tattoos.
I did. Are you from Detroit?
My favorite.
Take a guess.
No.
I'm so confused.
Are you from Detroit?
That's the only emotion that I feel.
Because they can't see your shirt, and they're like, are you from Detroit? That became like a whole meme. And then they asked where I say, you look like my cousin if you were a boy. And they're like, who the fuck knows your cousin? So that's another one.
If he didn't oversell this, like he is fucking the best stand-up comedian of all time, and then get on stage and be like, you look like my cousin, but a girl. You set yourself up for failure. And then makes two podcasts for hours. And like, yes, we've fucking listened to them. And but
I watched an hour video. You watched a what?
I know. No, he's got it. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out too.
Does someone want to tell this man what Dennis did for a living for the last 2 years?
Literally.
Weird take.
This is like the most fluctuating channel I've ever seen.
The reason why there are a lot of those fluctuations is I built my channel doing a lot of content around the Philippines.
Guys, this video that we're about to see clips from is Kavos, who was like one of Death Noodle's old enemies. I feel like it was like a last minute decision that we were even going to watch it. And it definitely shaped some of the lore that has continued to this day.
Yeah, specifically our cold reading. Every time we read something, Indeed. It's like, you're ready Indeed. For the cold reading? This is where it came from.
And this is in chronological order, so this was after the first roast. We knew that was a dumpster fire, and we were like in awe over how bad it was, but I don't think anything could have prepared us for what we witnessed in this video, because this predated all of his weirdness and like all of the proclaiming he was a comedian. Oh my god, we're in disbelief, and I'm in disbelief again just watching it months later now, because it is insane.
The content around the Philippines, right?
He said that with just no further explanation.
I built my channel based off the Philippines, right?
I guess. Cut this out, maybe, but.
Okay. That's never a good start.
Do his thumbnails look a little different than they do now?
His thumbnails look a little, they do look a little different. They do look a little different, and I don't know why, and I don't want to speculate.
I know why, I'm just not going to speculate out loud.
Maybe he was just real happy.
That.
Next topic. Yep.
Oh my right, god. Just watch Area 51 meme.
Area 51 raid meme. Uh-oh. Where are they?
Oh, wait a minute.
clearly, I don't think he really liked it. He already had a pretty negative reaction to it, so.
This guy literally just reads out memes.
Okay, so let me tell you something. Before you go and you start just roasting me, that's not all that I do. In that video specifically, yes, it's what I did. Because I wanted to make...
Okay, yes, that is what I did, but that is not what I do.
Memes are a great way to find different points of view in humor. My whole intention, it is to make it a little exciting. It's to make it fun. I don't know why anybody would watch a video that's not fun. That's really what I feel like my job is. Like, I'm hosting these memes and I'm presenting them in an exciting way. Think of, like, you know, Steve Harvey.
No, stop.
Okay, I'm thinking about Steve Harvey. What now, Dennis? What does that have to do with you?
I can't deal with his comparisons to Steve Harvey in The Soup. And
Kendrick Lamar and Beyonce.
It never ends, but it's all these people that are very successful, and then there's you.
I don't need some douchebag to tell me how to interpret my meme.
I offer, you know, a fun way to talk about an event that's happening.
Don't tell me how to interpret my meme. Don't assume it, all right? I will interpret my meme how I see fit.
Well, I never told you how to interpret it. In fact, a lot of the time...
Dennis, I thought you were a comedy expert. You didn't get that he's fucking joking?
That's why I try to keep it exciting. That's why I try to keep it free-flowing. That's why I do the voices. That's why I do all that stuff. I have a background in comedy. I trained literally for years as an improviser. In New York and in Los Angeles. Where I live. I've performed in...
We have come full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
He could put this out today.
Literally.
I've performed in basically every major theater and venue, a comedy venue.
I forgot how exhausting it was to listen to LA, this.
Every stand-up place, every, you know, place you can think of and you can find on Google. I perform there.
Jesus Christ.
More of like a way for me to also like practice improvising and coming up with jokes on the spot.
Cut to the roast.
Are you from Detroit?
On the spot, you say. We did get a comment that Lily shared with me first thing this morning. Thank you, Lily. This comment said that we're being mean girls.
Oh, like, God,
we're just sitting here and making fun of Deaf Noodles. And I could see how you feel that way. And you know what? To that, I say, this brings me too much joy to stop. God. That might be toxic. And I may need to see a therapist about it.
A few people had a problem with my comment about wanting him to fail. And I was like, I wasn't wanting him to fail. I'm enjoying being right and watching it be a burning dumpster fire.
First of all, nothing else happened. There's only so long I could talk about Monty Lopez. This gives me life a little bit. We could seem a little bit not nice, but it is interesting. And I've had so many comments of people being like, I literally did not know who Deaf Noodles was, and now I'm super invested.
The video is playing back in real time. And in fact, it's kind of hard to do. I know it looks easy, but I challenge anybody out there.
I challenge anyone out there to read. Do you guys know how to read? I'm not familiar with the act.
Try it out. It's actually pretty hard to have a video going a million miles an hour, changing every second to add that much nuance to each one of these memes in these situations. In fact, it's very complex to do. It took me years training as an actor to be able to do readings like that. It's called a cold reading.
Are you kidding? Ding! He's reading fucking memes!
It's not that easy, okay? As someone who has also done cold readings, I've done some Q&As on my channel where I'll do cold readings of the questions. And then unfortunately, my brain does have to come up with an answer. And I know you're laughing, Lily, but it's really hard. It's cold reading. Look it up. My eyes are only seeing a total of about 7 words. And I think one of them is spelled wrong. It's like, this is not a cold read. This is just reading. I do it all the time on TikTok. There's captions there. I read them.
Losing my mind. How is that really a thing that he just explained? Such a condescending
classic
asshole.
Dennis. I love it. I love it so much.
Doing cold readings of these memes and interpreting them in real time. It's not that easy. I know it looks easy, as I said, but
my mom does that on Facebook.
I don't think everybody enjoys memes. I think I make it accessible for everybody by doing it like this.
Whatever simulation we're living in, I'm having a ball. Oh, my cheeks actually hurt from smiling, like my jaw.
That brings us to a close.
Oh my God. Honestly, like the Cavos one was the first time I'm like, okay, we're being bitchy. Like that was the first time that I'm like, okay, we're genuinely not being nice.
No, that was the most unbelievable one.
No, before
though.
The cold part. I got what? The cold repart. Like,
yeah, but like I understand how we got there.
No, it's just hard because if you really weren't along for the ride, there are parts you can pick out of that and just be like, you guys are just bitches. Like, and honestly, like I said, sometimes we can be. But Dennis was like, he was so hellbent on like hammering it in that he was the comedian of the century. He was like so funny, classically trained. You guys just don't get it. If you don't think it's funny, it's because you don't get it. And it was so cringe.
It was very much that everyone else doesn't understand comedy and he
I
does.
Mean, look at what that little small portion from back in the day was like a taste of what he went on to do for hours on podcasts, on stage, in his videos. He would go on rants about basically how he was so classically trained as a comic and he's hilarious. And it was just so unbelievable. So when we saw that from like
way back in the beginning of his channel before he got big. And he's just like, no, it's called a cold read. It reads as like satire. Like you think it is satirical and it's not. Like he was 100% serious.
He said he trained for years
to be able to read a meme to people. Like I know what he's saying. He's saying that like, oh, I'm just trying to like you're reading memes out loud for people who don't like to like scroll through memes. Like I get it, but that's not hard. Like you can't pretend that that's hard. It's not.
Well, and then I don't even include the part where he goes into detail about how it takes him like 5 hours to shoot that. Oh. And we were like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, something's wrong.
I remember that. Oh my God, there was so many parts that I had forgotten. What a trip down memory lane. That was fun.
Honestly, it felt like watching back, like, again, that really shaped the overall evolution of our show, I think.
It's kind of insane to look back on because I would say we are more opinionated as far as like being comfortable in front of the camera, but we're definitely a lot more reserved with our opinions. Well, like, I don't even feel like we go that hard on anyone. Yeah, that's, you know what? When you're right, you're right. Like now, for instance, and it just really does come full circle that we're being sued for defamation because it's like, look at what we said about Dennis. Like that shit was
it's
mean.
Not defamation if it's true, Jesse.
Well, that's the thing. Even that is not defamation. It's like all of it was opinion. We were commentating on what he was doing in the moment.
It's funny because I thought it was very full circle too, because it's like, oh my God, if anyone should have been mad, it should have been Dev Noodles. Meanwhile,
literally
Janet's
that was my thought as
mad.
We were watching
like,
that.
It would literally be if like we called him Dan instead of Dennis.
You're talking about in our section of the lawsuit, it's literally, she's mad that we called her Janet instead of Jeanette.
They explicitly refer to her by her actual name and then say that they're gonna call her Janet anyway because it's quote unquote fun. And literally we read it and we were like, it was fun.
Me in front of the judge. It is fun. It's just so crazy to look at that and then look at this. It's like, girl, this is our opinion-based channel, which is kind of why in the copyright claims board thing, she's saying that like our whole channel is basically an infringement on everyone's copyright and we shouldn't be allowed to talk about things because we've said it once and we'll say it again. We believe that it's her like mission to take down people who commentate on things. She doesn't like
true.
That.
True. Also, just kind of random side note. I didn't include this, but do you remember he was going to try and sue Tatiana because she quit?
Yeah, that was very brief, but so I do remember
he
that.
Did get a little legal happy for a moment, but I don't think he ended up suing her.
Anyway, again, we will link our GoFundMe below, full circle moment to plug that again.
www.thegirliesversusjanet.com.
The girlies versus Janet. I love that so much. But anyway, we'll leave you with that. We're not going to cover any topics, but we'll be back on Friday with our regular show. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. We wanted to get something out to you for the holidays. Lily, I appreciate you doing that. That was fun to revisit our, whatever that was, our drunk days that honestly, I don't remember. I think, yeah, because we were drunk. Interesting.
Literally, I haven't even had like a quarter of this now.
I drank one beer like an hour ago. So I'm good.
Like I should have chugged it before. Anyway.
Oh yeah, we should have gone drunk for this episode.
I know. I was saying I should have pre-gamed. We'll do it for another future one. Maybe when we're not being sued, so we won't say anything.
True. Good looking out. But regardless, the episode on Friday is going to be our last episode of the year. So this was kind of a poetic way to like ring in the new year. You know what I mean? Because we're like revisiting all that we've done.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, last episode? What? Do you have something to tell me?
No, it's the last episode of the year, bitch. No, I can't quit right now. We're getting sued.
Please watch every episode again right now. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for 100,000 subscribers. It's so exciting. We did get to hit it before the end of the year. Great holiday present to us. Yes, Janet's seriously. Lawsuit, not so much, but you know, you win some, you lose some.
Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day and thank you for sticking through to the end. And as always, we will see you on Friday.
Bye, girlies.